Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Lots coming up on the show. So we're going to be speaking to political parties that have just joined the GNU over the weekend. We've got a few that we've lined up for you. We'll be speaking to Raisa Mzansi. We'll be speaking to Al Jamaa. And we'll also be speaking to the EDM. We also are scheduled to speak to the ANC as well as the DA. Lots also on analysis. That's going to be happening just after 9 o'clock. But we're really keen to hear from you as well on 086-000-009-59, your take on what is happening at the moment. I want to start with the UDM's leader, General Bantu Holomisa, who's on the line with us. A very good evening and lovely to talk to you again, General. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and welcome to our listeners.
Thank you very much for making time for us. General Holomisa, your reasons for joining the GNU, just give us a sense of what did you have to take into consideration?
The United Democratic Movement has been campaigning on the need to have a coalition or a GNU in this country. Mm-hmm. If you go to our manifesto, which we launched on the 10th, mm-hmm. it's clearly stated that we said there is an emerging consensus to the effect that there will be no outright winner in the 2024 election. Mm. Therefore, it would necessitate that there should be a coalition or a government of national unity. Mm. We witnessed, for instance, at the beginning, the attempt to establish coalition government when ANC invited big parties, ANC, DA,
IFP,
MK, EFF, and IFP. Mm. But it came back after a week or so to report to their National Executive Committee to say there are two demands which we cannot make. Mm-hmm. And then the NEC resolved that they should go the government of national unity route. Mm-hmm. That meant, therefore, that all parties, 18 parties, should participate and know what is this GNU. At least we should know what rules and so on. Because some of the sessions will be calling for the government to account. And those rules and regulations must be clearly stated. And then when we call for Chief Justice to appoint a committee or himself to mediate on this, because we felt we cannot take instructions from Luthuli House at this time. But that didn't work. I remember that particular afternoon. The president called and said he doesn't think that the judiciary must be involved. Then I said, okay, bring another method. Then he said, we are going to talk to each and every political party. So we participated in those talks a week after that. And so we demanded a framework from the ANC in the first meeting. They said they were not; they didn't have one, and they said we would appreciate any input. And indeed, we went back and suggested how this should be done, and we published that everybody knows. Fast forward, the ANC came with a date, the Chief Justice came with a date earlier to say, let's go and elect a president and the speaker. And we had a meeting on our side, as progressive parties, called Progressive Parties, which was formed just the day before. And we felt that, all right, let's participate. And that was phase one of GNU. Elected president, speaker, and the deputy speaker. So if we are we have then taken a decision because we have been consulting our structures. Our structures made it clear to us that there's no way that we can say we are against the GNU in principle because it's enshrined in our manifesto. So we met the ANC last week and satisfied ourselves because there were queries which were raised. And they addressed those queries, and then we said we'll go in. The advantage of being in the government of national unity is that, like we suggested to the ANC, is that there is no way that we can implement your policies alone, which has led you to get 40%. We will have to have a technical committee to look into the all the manifestos with a view to integrate. Integrate those which would inform what kind of policy are we going to lead, to follow. So that's why we joined the government of national unity.
When you look at what's happening publicly, I'm not even sure what's happening internally, but when you look at what is happening publicly, you probably want to go back and say, maybe that neutral arbiter is what we really need right now. Do you think it's a consideration that they will take into their, I suppose, into their negotiations right now?
Well, unfortunately, ANC and DA seemingly and the IFP dug their heels. Because they thought, especially DA, they thought that they were the founders of the GNU. Yet we know that the people who said there must be a GNU was the NEC of the ANC. And so the founders of the GNU are none other than the voters themselves who said, away with one-party dominance. Go away as parties and come up with policies which are implementable so that our lives can be improved. That's the bottom line.
What will it take to have this GNU stick? Because it seems like there are a lot of teething problems right now.
It would stick if the ANC were to call all 18 political parties represented in parliament and they table their proposal of the GNU. We were taken aback when Madam Zille on TV tried to castigate and undermine the leadership of the ANC of not understanding the same clauses they claim they had signed or agreement. Because we were wondering, where is this agreement? Because the statement of intent we received didn't have clause 24. But ANC did explain to us that, you know, Zille is talking nonsense. So this is how this matter is going to be handled. So I think what is happening right now is for the ANC, what should happen is for the ANC to brief all the leaders and then they ask questions. And then those who feel that they are not interested to join, they would go away. But for them to allow or to create an impression that DA has got veto powers, that would be a big mistake even for the future of the ANC, because they had said it's a government of national unity and they are inviting all political parties to be involved, those who are represented in parliament. So we need a little bit of clarity and direction from them. This thing of saying they are locked with the DA, all these 2 weeks, what is it exactly? But I hope Cyril, he's got the experience, he will be able to maneuver and come and tell the nation as to what is happening.
Do you believe that you've all signed the exact same statement of intent? Have you seen one statement of intent go around with all your signatures?
Well, the statement of intent which we received, I've already said to you, it didn't have clause 24. But we left a message. We sort of agreed with them that this statement of intent is not cast in stone. There will have to be a proper written agreement taking into consideration the views from different parties. And once we have a, we agree on that, we will sign an agreement which must go to a government gazette explaining in detail what is the meaning of this GNU, how will it operate. It's not a shortcut. That's why I was saying in one of the media houses that perhaps we started with a, on the end of this exercise by focusing on who is going to be the minister, this and that. We should have looked at the issues. What is the government of national unity going to do in the first next in this financial year and so on? That would have necessitated to look at all the manifestos of other parties who are participating in the GNU. For now, we're wasting time. People are, I'm told that they are demanding what, 11 cabinet posts, this and that. A 22% party want to behave as if it has received 50 or 51%? No.
General Holomisa, the Progressive Party's caucus, has it now been dissolved?
The, let me explain to you this. To my experience in the opposition benches, starting from 2016, if I can make an example.
Yes.
Whenever we see that there is a need to close ranks or there's a common area which we can exploit, we would meet. So there's no leader. There are no written regulations. So each party is independent.
Yes.
That principle is the one which led to us as opposition to chase away ANC in the metros in 2016 local government election. So as and when we meet now and again, but each party at the end of the day has got its own, it takes its own decision. So the Progressive Party or caucus was established only a day before we elected the president and the speaker. So it was initiated by the EFF.
Okay.
Where they said they would ask us to put a candidate for speaker, and they were agreed that the EFF candidate will support it. So, fast forward, we went to Parliament and we implemented that phase. And another thing which we took, we agreed upon in during that meeting was that we should not allow the ANC to negotiate separately, but we should negotiate in bloc. We agreed on that. Indeed, whilst we were electing the president that particular day or so speaker, during lunch hour, Balula, the Secretary General of the ANC in Balula, I think he was accompanied by Pastor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
They came to brief, to meet us. And they were asked to explain this statement of intent. What is it? No, it's not yet finalized. Framework, or we're asking the framework of this. It's not yet finalized and so on. And then we said we would like to get copies of this.
Mm-hmm.
But he promised to come back to us on a Sunday whilst we're still in Cape Town.
Mm.
But he never came back to us.
Mm.
The leader of Al Jamaa,
mm.
who was a link between us and the ANC,
mm-hmm.
was also frustrated asking us whether the ANC is coming back to us or has come back to us, until everybody said no. And the Secretary General of EFF in our group said, we're wasting our time here. The deal has been clinched long time ago.
Hmm.
Then it meant, therefore, we will now pursue, because once we pursue bilateral discussions, because we never banned them.
Yes.
Because we've already started those bilateral.
Yes.
And then we got the draft from the ANC of the statement of intent, but as I said, it was not a complete one.
Yes.
So we responded and asked questions to them. So they called us this past week to say they want to explain what is contained here and here and here and here. So after that, the party structure said, no, it's a work in progress.
Okay.
Let's join the GNU.
Yeah. General Holomisa, if from what we are seeing in public is true,
mm-hmm.
and that there really is contention about the Section 24 that you obviously have not got sight of, the issue of proportionate representation by the DA, if it remains, is it a sticking issue for you? Does it bother you?
But it won't be a
deal breaker
of national unity.
Oh, I see.
It will not be a government of national unity.
Mm.
It would be an arrangement between the big parties.
Mm.
So there is no policy which we have discussed about when you have a government of national unity, what methodology is going to be used to determine who should represent the parties in government, in other words, in the executive level. So we don't have that. It's a thumb suck. It's where they just refer it elsewhere. This is how it is done, but we don't have it in writing. So it will depend on the parties who are negotiating. If they had listened to what I said right from the beginning, that call all the parties, so that you sit around the table and then you explain how are the decisions going to be taken, how do you deal with the deadlock breaking mechanism, and all those things. But they opted to engage us bilaterally, not collectively.
I suppose then you will also continue to engage your own constituency as things develop?
Well, fortunately, we have been transparent with our constituents, right? Every letter we have written to the ANC, even yourselves, you've seen it. We have been open about this. More trying to say, even if you draft the integrate the manifestos, don't leave the manifestos of those parties which are not part of the GNU, because there is an expectation from their voters that they will not be left outside.
We'll wait and see, because as we know, there are people in the GNU who really totally do not want those who are outside of the GNU to be included. So we'll obviously wait. I really appreciate your time, General Holomisa. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.